Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to raise your business profile in Metro Atlanta and beyond. With billions of people online, our publication takes you beyond the internet so you can get new opportunities, be seen, be recognized, and be admired. Now, we have a VIP on the show today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta's real estate superstar, Mr. Eric Hamm, about six ways to create your dream of home ownership. Our guest today was born in San Francisco, California. He started his real estate career in 2002 because of his love for helping people solve problems. Today, he is a real estate broker and chairman of education for the Associate Leadership Council for Keller Williams Realty. In 2015, he started his very own consulting company called the Closing Table LLC. They specialize in negotiations for first-time home buyers, move-up buyers, investors, and home sellers. We're so very honored to have on the phone today a man who is making his mark in Metro Atlanta and leaving a trail to help others. Mr. Eric Hamm, welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sparkplug. How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
I'm always striving to get to the next level, and it's a pleasure to be around somebody like you who's putting in that hard work for Atlanta.
All right. So now we know you're one of the busiest men in Metro Atlanta, so I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about credit scores. What credit score will the average person need in order to purchase a home?
Okay. So, Sparkplug, in terms of credit scores, the average credit score right now is a 600. Something very interesting happened over the last couple of weeks with COVID-19. We were actually able to finance all the way down to a 580, but because of federal guidelines, it's now at 600, which is still the lowest in the market today.
Wow. Well, what's the difference between a credit score and a credit sore?
a credit sore is a person who doesn't know what their credit profile looks like. Okay? A credit score is, I don't care if you have a 580, or 520, or 800, you know exactly what it is that you have. Credit sore, once you pull back the onion, it just bleeds more and more and more because we haven't been taking care of it. We haven't been really going back and looking at what it is that we need to do to bring our scores up. So a credit score gets you things. A credit sore takes things away from you.
Well, that makes sense. Well, let me say this. Let me ask you this question as an aside about credit scores. What's the easiest way for a person to improve their credit score before they come to somebody like you to buy a new home?
Well, the first thing that they would need to do is come see me because you have two different types of credit score. You know, you have the Fair Isaac, and then you have LexisNexis, which these are two totally different systems to pull credit scores, and most people don't know that. When you look at Credit Karma and things like that, you know, you're looking at LexisNexis, it's going to be totally different from the Fair Isaac or the FICO. Most people hear about it, the FICO score. The easiest way to pull that thing up is to get it pulled first so that we can see exactly what it is that you have on your credit. Now, a person may, you know, get two or three credit cards, okay? You may have two or three credit cards that you're paying on. There's a secret science to it is to have all of your credit cards under 30%. But I even take it a step further, Mr. Sparkplug, and I say have them under 10% because every payment that you make is going to boost that credit score up more.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Atlanta's real estate superstar, Mr. Eric Hamm, about six ways to create your dream of home ownership. Eric, why is finding the right realtor so important in making your dream of home ownership come true.
Oh, wow. It's a loaded question. But here's the deal, Spark Plug. A realtor is an organization. A real estate agent is an occupation. Okay? A realtor is held to a higher standard and higher sanctions in terms of integrity. Okay? A realtor can't just tell you anything. A realtor is held to higher standards. Realtors are more helpful, assuring, they're safe. They have to be transparent. They have to be fair and equitable. But most of all, they have to be able to solve your problem. I often say it like this: if I was to ask anybody, could they run to the mailbox? They could. But does that necessarily make them an Olympian? No. A realtor would be your Olympian. That's a person who can not only run to the mailbox, but if they had to compete in high-pressure situations, could compete and show out. So that's your realtor. You're the realtor.
All right. Well, now, I was reading some information about you last night, and I want to get something clear here. So what do you mean when you say that a person must understand and submit to the real estate process?
Oh, wow. Okay. So, every real estate deal that we find when we work with our prospective clients, every real estate client, their profile is different, okay? In terms of getting paperwork in, there's a specific flow, usually a 24 to 48-hour flow that goes with turning in paperwork and getting it turned over. Because we have assistants, because there's loan officers, because there's closing attorneys involved, the faster that we get the information in, the easier it is for us to go ahead and push through, to push that paperwork through and get you your desired result. Okay? Now, when the person first starts, they're going to submit that mortgage application. That's going to be the first telltale sign of what it is that we need to do. I often say it's like going to the doctor if your leg hurts and getting an MRI or an X-ray. Okay? If you go in, you get an MRI, you get an X-ray, we're actually able to see exactly what needs to be done within your credit profile and your financial profile in order to get you better or in order to get you to your desired result, which is home ownership.
Okay. Well, I'm still thinking about what you said earlier in the program, a 600 credit score. Is that kind of like the lowest it's ever been?
No, the lowest has actually been 580. I mean, the lowest has actually been 580.
Wow. Now, during this pandemic, I have to ask you this. What is your COVID-19 plan?
Oh, wow. So the COVID-19 plan is something very interesting. We are living in some very unprecedented times. The main thing is this. We're doing everything virtual now. Okay, so the days of meeting people face-to-face, bringing them into the office for counsel are far and few in between, only in extreme circumstances. We do have our offices fully sanitized. Any house that you go to, there needs to be a COVID-19 plan. So, Spark Plug, if I get you pre-qualified and my loan officer says, hey, you know what, you're ready to go, okay? I can't necessarily put you in my car, right? So you'll drive your own car for sanitation reasons, correct?
Okay. Correct.
So as we move forward and we go into the house, as soon as we walk up on that house, we're going to have bleach wipes to wipe down those handles. I'm going to walk through the house, and I'm going to wipe down anything that can reasonably be touched by a prospective buyer. That's doorknobs. That's light switches. That's drawer handles. That's the handle to flush the toilet. Everything that could possibly be touched needs to be wiped down with the bleach wipe. And I'm going to encourage my client also not to touch anything other than something that can reasonably be touched or has already been wiped down. So we don't only do this for our buyers, we do this for our sellers.
Well, Eric, speaking about your buyers and sellers, who is your target market?
Well, I work with first-time home buyers, move-up buyers, and investors. I love working with single black female demographic. Okay, I love working with single mothers. I love working with first-time home buyers, and that's in any respect. Move-up sellers, so people who are selling in order to do another purchase, I love working with those. Because it's such a process and the timing has to be right. If you're selling your house, the timing in terms of the purchase of the next house has to be correct, or else you will more likely be staying in your car or a hotel for a couple days. All right, so my whole thing is to be able to get you to a place to where there's a sweet spot in the deal where the timing just falls just right to where when you close on your house, either that day or the next day, you're closing on your new house to move into your new house. So first-time home buyers, single mothers, move-up buyers, investors, those are my type of clients. And I love working with them, Spark Plug. I absolutely love it.
All right. It sounds like it. Well, Eric, tell us, what makes Eric Helm different from other real estate agents?
I'm going to say this, and I'm sure most of your listeners will understand this. Spark Plug, it's energy, okay? People with good energy naturally gravitate to me, and I naturally gravitate to people with good energy that are looking to do good business, okay? What I bring to the table within that relationship is I protect your money. That's my secret sauce. Everything that we do here at the closing table revolves around protecting that client's asset, protecting that client's money. That's the one thing that makes us different.
And on that note, tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
You can connect with me. I am Eric Helm. You can connect with me on Facebook at Eric Helm or at The Closing Table, V-T-H-E, Closing Table, that is on Instagram, or you can email me at Eric Helm Sells, S-E-L-L-S, at gmail.com. All right, and I have a phone number also that you can reach out to me if you just want a consultation, just to see where your credit is or to see if you're in a position to buy. My number is 404-732-2195. We service the whole metro Atlanta area, and if there's any questions that we cannot answer, we will work diligently to get you those answers. So that's how you can get a hold to me, and this is what we offer.
Well, Eric, for those people like me, it may be two or three of them out there like me, the slow riders, please repeat that contact information for me one more time.
Okay. My name is Eric Helm. I'm at Eric Helm, E-R-I-C-H-E-L-M, at Facebook. I'm on Instagram, at The Closing Table. My email is Eric Helm Sells, Eric Helm Sells, S-E-L-L-S, at gmail.com.
All
and my
right.
phone number, for if you want a consultation, feel free to call me. It's 404-732-2195.
All right. Well, Mr. Eric Helm, Atlanta's real estate superstar, seven-time Bold graduate, real estate broker, and chairman of education for the Associate Leadership Council for Keller Williams Realty, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug. Thanks for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. If you'd like to find out how you could be a guest on our show, please give us a call at 770-460-5995. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.